Hello, I'm Dr. Robert Bastian, and I want to talk to you about building the muscles that are involved in making voice. But first, let's think about muscle in general. Many people keep them strong just in the course of living their daily lives. Think of a bricklayer or carpenter lifting heavy objects intermittently throughout the day. Especially for arm strength, they don't need to schedule time to go to the gymnasium. Now think by contrast of the person who sits at a computer all day, who also drives everywhere, even short distances, and whose free time is filled with movies, the internet, and reading. That person does need some sort of a regimen to keep muscles strong. And if that inactive, sedentary person is entering late middle age and beyond, then the loss of muscle strength can become worse, and illness could also contribute. Well, the physical or visual correlate of weak muscles is loss of bulk and strength. Your arms become thinner, you can't lift as much, and when you do lift heavy objects, your arms tire more quickly. So this kind of person would benefit from the help of a physical therapist or exercise trainer, but they can also, by themselves and on their own, get started and make real progress by simply deciding to walk more or getting a small pair of weights to lift while watching the news and that kind of thing. Well, this kind of thinking about muscle transfers to voice. One person might stay strong vocally in a basic, simple way because they're a teacher, or because they are exuberant, highly sociable, love to be out with friends in noisy places, and have a hearty, even boisterous laugh. On the other hand, there are ways of living that might allow the voice to weaken. Maybe a person who uses the voice very little in their occupation and social life, or who is retired, or who is very gentle and quiet by nature, may be introverted and has a small, quiet social circle. Weakening of the voice can also happen as a consequence of the passing of time because it is normal for muscle mass to diminish somewhat as we age. It can also happen due to illness or debilitation. Even a specific disorder like Parkinson's disease, and in that disorder, it's not just that the vocal cords become weak and bowed, but also the inner engine, the vitality supplied to the voice, is diminished. Well, the physical visual correlate of vocal cord weakness requires actually looking at them. When one does that, you see reduced vocal cord bulk, bowing of the margins, reduced tone, and less endurance. They don't come together very firmly, and doctors generally speak of bowing, atrophy, and, as seen under strobe light, flaccidity. Now, beyond just saying, "I'm hoarse," the person with a weak voice describes a list of symptoms, one or more of these symptoms. They might say, for example, "My voice is best in the morning. It has at least some body and strength, but it really fades as the day wears on." It also can develop a quality that is generally described as either raspy or husky or even breathy, and it can become higher pitched than desired. It's hard to recruit a loud or gritty sound, so instead of this kind of gritty sound, it becomes what we call soft edge, like that. It doesn't have a gritty quality, but a soft edge quality. And especially as the voice tires, it can also become gravelly. So a person begins to get this kind of a gravelly quality. Others begin to say they can't hear you when you are competing with any significant background noise. Well, what do we do when someone develops this problem of vocal weakness due to bowing, atrophy, and flaccidity of the vocal cords? We set up a muscle strengthening regimen for vocal cords and the muscles that are also involved in making voice. This regimen involves using the voice robustly. That challenges the muscles of the entire vocal tract and especially of the vocal cords. And now we're going to find out if they can respond by getting stronger. So we call this regimen of challenging the voice, voice building. Now, it would, of course, be ideal if this could be done with the oversight and supervision of a speech pathologist, but a person can start with a simple do-it-yourself regimen to build their voices. To do that, we suggest three simple exercises. One is called the voice of authority, two is the ship ahoy voice, and three is the siren. The idea is to find between 1 and 2 minutes, if possible, 6 times a day to do them. The idea is to climb 1 flight of stairs 6 different times a day rather than climbing 6 flights once a day. Because the time you need to do these exercises is so short, just 1 to 2 minutes, you don't have to set aside time exclusively to do them. You can do these little tasks, those three things, while in the shower, when you're driving to work, after work, while you're going on an errand to the store, and so forth. Well, what are the tasks? Can I demonstrate them for you? Well, do them when possible while standing. Stand with good posture, feel sort of planted like a tree, and maybe visualize yourself as the Incredible Hulk, and do these three tasks. The voice of authority we also call the low, angry voice. You can do it with a magazine or a book, for example. Here is something from the Reader's Digest, and I'm going to do it in a low, angry voice. For many artists, a regular stroll was essential creative inspiration. Charles Dickens famously took 3-hour walks every afternoon. So it's like I'm angry and I'm shouting. The call, the second one, the ship ahoy voice, ship ahoy! It's you're throwing your voice across the street as though your neighbor is about to step into a nest of bees. So it's ship ahoy, long ago, people found! Like you're trying to be heard over a very long distance. And the third is simply a siren. It's but in each of the three cases, remember, you're planted, you're being quite loud. Get a spouse or someone to verify, if need be, that you're really being loud. Let me point out once again that if you do each of these three tasks, the low angry, the hey you, and the woo, for just 20 or 30 seconds, that's only a minute or a minute and a half at a time. So you can do them many times a day without stopping what you're doing. And if you live in a close space, you might want to warn the neighbors so they don't think you're arguing. We've had people comment on that. And people who travel a lot can put their face into a pillow while they do this in order to absorb this sound. Well, what can you expect from the process? Well, not much for the first week or so because it takes some time for muscles anywhere to get stronger. And so we suggest that you do this voice building for a minimum of 2 weeks and then stop to take stock of what has happened. If you notice even a small improvement, you keep it up, keep going. You only make a final judgment when you have plateaued. It's like I've been at this now, and for the last 2 weeks my voice has been about the same. Maybe it's better, but it's kind of, this seems to be the most I can get out of it. Well, I think that this kind of simple voice building is, oh, I forgot to say, if improvement occurs, what might you notice? Well, the typical response would be actually that the voice sounds sort of similar, not a big change to the sound of the voice for most people. But many of them will say, there is so much more to call upon when I'm in a loud place. And they'll also comment that they have better stamina. The voice doesn't fade as early or in the day or as severely. Well, voice building, low angry voice, the ship ahoy voice, and the siren is, in my opinion, the place to start when the voice is weak. If the voice is enough better after you do this for several weeks, and if it's sufficient for your needs, then you just make it a way of life and keep going. It's just a few minutes a day scattered within your normal activities. If it's not enough, you've really given it a try for several weeks, then you could, if you wish, think about the next option, which might be to place implants into the vocal folds, either surgically or by injection of a plumping material. So to summarize, the voice is a muscular organ, the larynx is, and it can be built, and in fact, the muscles of the entire vocal tract, respiratory, abdominal, and so forth, they can be built. That's point one. Point two is you can strengthen the vocal cords, the larynx, and the vocal tract with short bursts of quite intense and even aggressive voice use several times a day for a very brief period of time. The three basic exercises are low, loud, angry, ship ahoy, that kind of a called out voice, and the ooh, that one, the siren. Again, don't need to schedule time just to do this. Shower, driving to work, errand, and at home in the basement, and so forth. If it helps, keep it up as a way of life, like brushing your teeth. Thanks for listening.